Hello and welcome to the Monday, July 9th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Washington, D.C. We do, of course, have Sands Fire going on in Washington this week. If you see me, say hi. I always keep a couple of In its Storm Center stickers with me if you want any. On Monday evening, we, of course, also have our State of the Internet panel, so you may want to attend that if you are attending the conference. But, let's look at news. And there is one news item that really is almost exploding, and that's the fact that the FBI is going to discontinue operation of the DNS Changer DNS server. Now, first of all, the FBI isn't actually running it. The ISC.org, as part of the DNS Changer working group, is running it, but this was all initiated by the FBI and police law enforcement in Estonia last November when they took down the criminal group behind this particular malware. One of the many things this class of malware did was to change users' DNS settings. So they would use a different DNS server, and then these criminals used that capability to redirect users to ad pages. Now, the FBI set up this DNS server to continue to provide service to these users, but really the main reason for it was to be able to identify and notify users that are infected. After running it now for a few months, the success has actually been pretty good. Like, out of the original 2 to 4 million infected hosts, only about 200,000 are still infected, or in other words, are still pointing to that DNS server. So really 90% of the infected population got cleaned up, and many of the ones that still use that DNS server may actually be cleaned up, but they never corrected their DNS settings. So what will happen on Monday? Well, probably not that much, actually. What will happen is that this DNS server will go down. Hosts that ignored all the warning messages were displayed so far may lose internet connectivity. But Windows, for example, may also just default back to other DNS settings that it may use. There could be a potential problem if you are on a network and this network's router got change DNS settings. There were a couple variations of this group of malware that actually changed settings in routers, but these are mostly home-based routers, so again, you know, not a huge issue. Really, this is not a big deal. The internet is not going to shut down. There will be 250,000 systems that may lose internet connectivity, and probably these are systems you want to lose internet connectivity anyway because they didn't rehear all these warnings. However, one positive thing maybe to take out of this is this may cause some discussions at work with family and so on. So again, you know, try to push for just basic safe computing practices. Keep your system up to date. Run some kind of antivirus, and your ISP is probably going to provide a free antivirus scanner if you ask for it. And, well, use different passwords for different sites. Not that this will help you with the DNS changer virus, but it will actually help you with some of the real current threats that are going around. Among all the articles about this, I think the article by Paul Roberts on ThreatPost is probably one of the better ones that doesn't fall for the usual hype that some of the other outlets fell for. But there are a couple of other quick news items to cover. Remember Microsoft's patch Tuesday tomorrow. There is some questions whether or not it will fix the XML bug that was discovered just around the time the June updates came out. However, according to Qualys and common sense, it kind of looks like there will be a patch for the XML issue in the July release. Any German telecom, according to an article in heise.de, set up a couple of smartphone honeypots in its network. These honeypots are emulating smartphones and are trying to emulate also some common weaknesses found in Android and iOS. So, for example, weakly configured SSH servers, which are very common in jailbroken iOS phones or in Android phones. The initial summary of the results is that it doesn't look like these phones are attacked a lot, and without these specific weak configurations, so these are not default configured phones, but like I mentioned, for example, jailbroken phones, there isn't really a lot happening yet when it comes to scanning for smartphone. Right now, apparently, the biggest threat to smartphones is the user installing malware from various application stores. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you more tomorrow. Bye.